Teflon's interim Friday prayers leader says Iranian nation is to create an epic in June presidential elections. UN chief Islam's deadly terrorist bombing in the Syrian capital Damascus. Hamas accuses Zionist regime of reducing Gaza fishermen's workspace. Lebanese Hezbollah slams Obama's biased remarks. And scores of people injured in clashes outside Muslim Brotherhood headquarters in Cairo. In the name of God, the compassion of the merciful, hello everyone and welcome to this edition of Iranian and English News with me, Niwan Chitsas. Addressing the worshippers, Tehran's interim Friday prayers leader referred to the leader's New Year message and guidelines, saying these remarks should be well discussed. In the first Friday prayers in the new Iranian year, Ayatollah Sayyid Ahmad Khatami said, the leader named the year of political and economic epic, as the nation is to create an epic in June presidential elections. He added Iran's security and economy is only solvable by strong presence of the nation at presidential polls, which is also a practical allegiance to the Islamic establishment. Elsewhere, Khatami condemned the recent utilization of chemical weapons by the Syrian armed rebels against the civilians, including women and children, and blamed the Iranian powers for arming the terrorists. He said the global Arrogance equipped the terrorists in Syria with chemical weapons, which resulted in death and injury of tens of innocent Syrian citizens. Khatami noted that Syria is presently in the front line, and if the Arrogant powers succeed in the country to achieve their goals, it will be Iraq's turn next. Ayatollah Khatami pointed out that there are three countries involved in the crimes committed in Syria and Iraq, and said the prime suspects are the US, Britain, and the Zionist regime. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon condemned in the strongest terms as a mosque bombing in Damascus, in the Syrian capital on Thursday that killed a prominent Islamic scholar and more than 40 others. In his statement, Ban expressed his deepest condolences to the families of the victims and wished those injured a speedy recovery. The statement added that Ban believes this latest atrocity, along with others prior to it, should be promptly and fully investigated and perpetrators brought to justice. Meantime, the UN Security Council condemned the bombing of a mosque in the Syrian capital, Damascus. Speaking in New York, the Russian ambassador to the UN and current Security Council President Vitaly Churkin said, members of the Security Council condemned the attack in the strongest terms possible.
The members of the Security Council condemned in the strongest terms the terrorist attack in a mosque in Damascus, Syria, on March 21, causing over 40 deaths, including a senior Muslim cleric, and dozens of civilians injured. They expressed their deep sympathy and sincere condolences to the families of the victims of this heinous act and to the people of Syria, and wished a swift recovery to the injured.
Elsewhere, speaking about UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon's investigation into the use of chemical weapons in Syria, Vitalin Churkin said,
I think it was a very good reaction, a very good decision, which was swiftly taken by the Secretary General, and we hope that it is going to be an impartial, thorough, and swift investigation.
Also, the United Nations Human Rights Commission and World Health Organization say they will investigate the use of chemical weapons in an attack by armed terrorist groups in the Syrian capital, Damascus.
The High Commissioner welcomes the Secretary General's decision to conduct a UN investigation into the possible use of chemical weapons in Syria, and we stand ready to join the investigation if requested to do so. If chemical weapons do indeed turn out to have been used, and I would stress again, there's absolutely no firm evidence at this point that they have been, this could only be described as an abominable and depraved act. We hope these reports turn out to be incorrect, because if they are true, this terrible conflict will have plunged to new depths. the use of chemical weapons would most likely be either a crime against humanity or a war crime. The High Commissioner echoes the Secretary-General's call that if such a crime has been committed, those responsible must be held accountable.
Our Director General was contacted by the UN Secretary General. WHO will support this investigation as requested, and you know, our area of expertise is public health, so definitely we expect that we will be asked to support the investigation in the area of the public health. Thank you.
Palestinian resistance movement Hamas and Islamic Jihad announced that Obama's visit is totally in support of the Zionist entity. They also asked Palestinians to prevent Obama from visiting Al-Aqsa Mosque in East Al-Quds. Supporting Hamas' announcement, hundreds of Palestinians took to the streets of Gaza in demonstrations against Obama's visit.
This Obama visit is totally in support of the Zionist entity, but we assure that Obama's remarks, which meant to make us afraid of the Zionist regime, will not scare us.
Hamas accused Zionist regime of violating an Egyptian brokered ceasefire by restoring restrictions on Gaza fishermen's workspace. Spokesperson of the Islamic movement, Sami Abu Zuhri, said, "This is a clear violation of the ceasefire, and we blame the Zionist regime occupation on any consequences of this decision." Abu Zuhri also called on Egypt in its capacity as the sponsor of the truce to follow up with Israel and shoulder its responsibility regarding this violation, stressing that the Palestinian factions will stay committed to the truce. The Lebanese Hezbollah slammed U.S. President Barack Obama's appeasement speech in occupied territories, considering his remarks as satisfying the Zionist regime. Hezbollah in a statement said Obama's speech is similar to all the hostile and boring stances made by the U.S. He speaks like an employee of the Zionist entity. Hezbollah denounced Obama's stances that favor Israel, saying the United States is an accomplice in the crimes committed by the Zionist regime. And here's another look at tonight's top stories. Tehran's interim Friday prayers leader says the Iranian nation is to create an epic in June presidential elections. UN chief slams deadly terrorist bombings in the Syrian capital. Hamas accuses Zionist regime of reducing Gaza fishermen's workspace. Lebanese Hezbollah slams Obama's biased remarks. And scores of people are injured in clashes outside Muslim Brotherhood's headquarters in Cairo. Thousands of Shiites demonstrated in Bahrain to demand democratic reforms in the Persian Gulf state, ruled by a Sunni dynasty. Protesters chanted, "Khalifa, step down," referring to Prime Minister Prince Khalifa bin Salman, an uncle of King Hamad, who has been in office since 1971 and is widely despised by the country's Shiite majority. The Shiite-led opposition has repeatedly demanded the Prime Minister to be elected. Opposition groups, in a statement following the protest in the village of Balad al-Qadim, southwest of Manama, said, "Bahrain is in need of a large political plan that takes the country into a new stage based on the rule of the people, not the rule of one family." Lebanese Prime Minister Najib Mikati announced his resignation on Friday evening after his government failed to reach an agreement in a cabinet session earlier in the day over the parliamentary elections. Mikati's resignation comes as Lebanon buckles under pressure of a conflict engulfing Syria, which has exacerbated existing tensions in Lebanon's multi-confessional population. Meantime, at least six people, among them a Lebanese soldier, were killed in 3 days of fighting between two rival neighborhoods in Lebanon's northern port city of Tripoli. Earlier reports said three were killed and 22 injured overnight on Thursday in clashes between residents of Bab al-Tabana and of Jalal Mohsen. Tensions increased after a shooting incident on Wednesday afternoon at the governmental hospital in Tripoli, which left three injured. Army continued to take security measures in the tense neighborhoods as some suspects were arrested and arms and ammunition were seized from them. The two neighborhoods have been engaged in clashes since 2008. The past rounds of clashes left more than 100 people dead and over 1,000 wounded. Some 31 people were injured in clashes that erupted near the Muslim Brotherhood's headquarters in the Egyptian capital of Cairo between Muslim Brotherhood supporters and opponents. A dozen security and armored vehicles, as well as about 15 ambulances, were deployed around the headquarters in Mogadam district, where clashes raged on. Some protesters threw stones toward the security forces, separating the two sides. Meanwhile, in Manail district of Giza, some anti-Muslim Brotherhood protesters broke into the headquarters of the group's political arm, Freedom and Justice Party. Over 20 political parties and movements, including a Dastur Party and Free Egyptians Party, in addition to some 30 public figures, have called for staging a rally dubbed Friday of Restoring Dignity on Friday outside the Muslim Brotherhood headquarters.